From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. For centuries, dolphins have been found stranded along the shores of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. This winter is no different, with almost 150 stranded and 38 successful releases. What is different this time is how long this latest event has been going on, almost a month now. No one knows exactly why these animals come ashore, but when they do, teams of rescuers mobilize to save them. Brian Morris from member station WCAI has this report.
Misty Niemeyer leads a team of volunteers down a beach on Cape Cod Bay. A 6-foot black common dolphin is lying in the sand. The animal is one of four that were spotted earlier in the morning. The volunteers gently secure the dolphin inside a harness, then hoist it onto a large beach cart with oversized wheels.
Another 6 inches or so. 1, 2, 3.
Seagulls have pecked at the dolphin's eyes, which are bloodied. But other than that, says Niemeyer, the dolphins found this morning seem healthy.
Two of them have some minor injuries, but we're going to just clean them up and take a look at them. We're hoping to release all four of them, so we'll see.
Niemeyer helps the volunteers push the cart down the beach toward a waiting truck. She's a scientist with IFAW, the International Fund for Animal Welfare. They rely on a network of 300 volunteers who alert them when stranded dolphins are sighted and assist with rescues. Kit Boucher from nearby Eastham says she loves working with the animals.
It's an honor to be in their presence, and it's humbling and also an honor to be with them if you're right there when they die. Beautiful, beautiful creatures. Yeah.
The dolphins are brought up from the beach, then carefully lifted onto mats inside a specially equipped IFAW trailer. No one knows for sure why these dolphins stranded on the beach. Some say Cape Cod's hooked shape traps dolphins who swim into Cape Cod Bay and then can't find their way back out. These shores have numerous creeks and sand flats, as well as 9-foot tide fluctuations. Katie Moore heads the Marine Rescue and Research Team. She says there's another key factor.
These are very social animals. When they do come into shore, for whatever reason, they stick together. And so once that happens, you end up with many animals at the same time.
Moore says you can't just turn the dolphins around and send them back out into the bay because they're likely to re-strand.
So we put them in our trucks, continue our health assessments and supportive care, and then release them off of the other side of the Cape or off the tip of the Cape out in Provincetown, where they have a shot at open water without any sandbars or creeks.
After a couple of hours of blood tests and other exams, IFAW scientists decide these four dolphins are healthy enough to release. They ask if the volunteers can help for a few more hours.
Releasing, are you guys up for it? Okay, you can say no, but...
It's now about 8:30 p.m., and the large IFAW trailer arrives at Herring Cove Beach, the northernmost point of Cape Cod. From here, it's a straight run back out to the open ocean.
Let's take it slow.
The four dolphins are given a final assessment in the parking lot, weighed, and then carted down to the beach, where their harnesses are gently removed in waist-high water. It's a remarkable success. After reacclimating themselves for a few seconds, the four dolphins quietly slip back into the Atlantic, taking with them the secret to whatever impulses drove them ashore. For NPR News, I'm Brian Morris on Cape Cod.